Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Modo Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them, while everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Modo Casino, the only app worth your time.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Number three, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game on this Thursday, continuing from the Omni Nashville Hotel. Appreciate Coach Fisher for joining us. We'll have a little bit more of an AF1 flavor coming up in a few minutes, and looking forward to that. But let's talk some Stanley Cup Final. Greg Wyshynski from ESPN joins us now. Greg, we've texted a little bit during this. You've heard both crowds. You've seen all the games to this point. I mean, I don't want to throw around this is the best one ever, because obviously I wasn't around in the early days and neither were you, but I feel like it's the best one in recent memory.
Well, without the benefit of having seen Newsy Lalonde play for the Stanley Cup or whatever, I could say that, you know, I've been covering these since 2008 in person, and it's easily the best played one that I've covered from a gameplay perspective. From a momentum-changing perspective, an offensive perspective, this is the fourth highest-scoring Stanley Cup final that we've had in the NHL. It doesn't have the drama of, say, Vancouver and Boston, which still reminds me of an entire season of a Bravo show. As far as the it was like the Real Housewives of the Stanley Cup as far as the drama goes. But this one is by far the best played Cup final that I've covered.
And, like, the best part is I have no idea who's going to win. I really don't. I mean, I think it – if it doesn't go seven, I'll be disappointed.
Yeah, I mean, it really is one of those series where every single game it feels like, depending on who wins, you're like, all right, that's it. They've got the momentum. And sometimes it feels like that within, you know, periods of games too. I will say that you know, Carolina's seem to figure out a thing or two about the way they need to play in game four. I think that might have been the biggest disparity between the two teams in any of the games so far in the series. But again, like, Vegas can just come back, and if the Eichel line gets going, you know, their veteran guys have been in this position before. They've played really well in previous game fives in this playoff. Counting them out would be foolish at this point.
And the thing that's crazy is Jordan Staal might be the favorite right now for the Conn Smythe if Carolina wins.
So I've had this debate with some people today here in Carolina, because I'm of the mind that if Carolina wins the Cup, one of their guys is going to win the Conn Smythe. But I had some people that have votes tell me, you know, they're thinking maybe Mitch Marner win or lose, which surprised me. Like, when I think of a guy winning the Conn Smythe in a losing effort, I think of, like, you take him off the team and this team is nowhere near a championship. You know, McDavid winning 2 years ago, or Hextall winning for the Flyers in the 1980s. I thought Pronger deserved it for the Oilers when they lost in 2006 to the Hurricanes in the final. I'm not quite sure I'm there with Marner. I think he's going to obviously lead the playoffs by a pretty significant margin in points. So I think there's some support for him to win MVP, win or lose. But for me, I'm kind of with you, man. Like, Jordan Staal, 5 goals in the most important part of the playoffs, a goal in each of the first 4 games. And then on top of that, obviously, throughout the playoffs has been their leader, their captain, their do-everything guy, and the best defensive center in the playoffs. I'm kind of on the Jordan Staal train right now if the Hurricanes win the Cup.
Greg, I got really good friends who can't name one NHL player, but for some reason they're watching the Stanley Cup final because they've heard how exciting, how good it is. Outside the framework of the game itself, how is this a best-case scenario for the National Hockey League, how good these games have been?
Yeah, that and it just seems like the culmination of a couple of years now of hockey just being a hot property. I mean, you know, I talked to Gary Bettman about it at the draft lottery a couple months ago, and he's like, you know, Four Nations and the mania surrounding that USA-Canada thing, then the Olympics, then you've got, like, the quality of gameplay. He also mentioned heated rivalry, the HBO show as being a reason why people are coming and watching hockey. And the numbers might bear that out, especially the increase in women watching the game this season. It's sort of the culmination of a real moment for the NHL to grab people's attention about the quality of the game and where it's at right now. The fact that you've got a ton of offense, I think, is catnip for American viewers who are obviously going to watch games that are like 5-4 every night if they can. You know, I just think it's the right series at the right time. And the fact that you have two, as you mentioned off the top, crazy fan experiences, whether it's the tailgating in Raleigh or everything that Vegas does, I think also helps out.
Well, it's funny because, like, for McAfee, he's put a lot of hockey guys on during the Stanley Cup playoffs that normally, I'd probably say 10 years ago, that doesn't happen. It just shows how well this sport has evolved. People are getting into it. And it's great because this is a lot of fun. The drama's high, and it's a championship series. So I think put all that stuff into a pot stirred around, it's a winning combination.
Sure. And to Pat's credit, you know, like, he's always been somebody who's supported the game and gets really interesting guests on. I mean, I nearly lost my mind when I saw Sidney Crosby on with McAfee once. I'm like, holy cow, like, that's a pretty good get. But then on top of that, you know, it's funny, you know, like everybody else, I'm watching the Knicks game last night, and, you know, that series is really captured the imagination of sports fans all over the country. And listen, that's on our airwaves. So as you're watching the Knicks, you're seeing promos for tonight's game between the Knights and the Hurricanes, and, you know, hopefully everything kind of feels exciting right now about sports, you know, whether it's the NBA, the NHL, the World Cup starting today. It's just a time to kind of, like, watch these games on a nightly basis. And the fact that we've kind of gone back and forth night after night with the NBA and the NHL, I think, has sort of been a real blessing for fans.
Now we've got a best 2 out of 3, and I'm not going to ask you how do you think it's going to shake out, but I mean, it's going to be exciting to watch because the game's been so close. They've been high scoring and everything. I hope it goes 7. I don't care who wins. I hope it goes 7.
Well, listen, I got what I wanted out of this, which was a win in game 4 to make it 2-2, which means that my company picks up the dime for me to go spend a few more days in Las Vegas.
You know, yes.
From a personal perspective, that's all I was looking for. But, this could go 7. Or it could be Carolina kind of finding their stride. I don't know. I've been fooled before into thinking that Vegas was vulnerable. But, you know, when you start to see Carter Hart giving up 4 goals a game, I asked John Tortorella about it. He said he's not concerned about his goalie, but it's clear that Hart's not having his best series. When you see Eichel being held at 2 assists, he only has 3 goals in his last 31 playoff games, and he's really – not handling Jacob Slavin all that well when he's being defended. Like, there are little signs here and there that Carolina could be tipping the series, but again, like we've seen before, all it takes is one period, specifically the second period, for the Vegas to put the hammer down and take over a game.
Greg Wyshynski is with us from ESPN. I know what kind of a coach he is because I lived it firsthand, but why do you think Peter Laviolette is the answer for L.A.?
Oh, boy. I think it's because L.A. has kind of painted themselves in a corner with regard to, like, the team that they built. It's a veteran team. I mean, you have Panarin there. You've got Fiala there. You've got all these guys there. And if you're not going to take a step back and maybe rebuild in light of Anje Kopitar retiring, then you need to bring someone in who's going to accentuate the roster that you have. And you know, Laviolette's pretty good at coaching a north-south game, can probably work well with the players they have on that roster. I think his system sort of fits what they have, but ultimately it's in service of what? Like, is anyone looking at the LA Kings as currently constituted as a team that can win in the West next year? what with Colorado being, you know, healthier than they were in the conference final, and Vegas and Edmonton and all these teams still really being really good. Doesn't make a ton of sense to me, but I mean, for the roster that they've built there, I mean, I think he's probably the best option that was on the table.
You text me Saturday, and I don't think I caught your joke right away, but you are right. You were right. I mean, maybe the titles aren't completely correct, but when it comes to the Preds, they, you know, go Chris McFarland as the president of hockey ops and GM, and then bring in Rob Blake as the VP or executive VP of hockey ops. So I'm going to give you credit for it, for pretty much being right on your prediction.
Yeah, I was saying to you guys well early in the process that the way I understood it was they were looking for two people. Now, granted, I think the way that the titles work is that Chris will have oversight over the entire hockey operations department, and then Rob is working underneath him. But spiritually, it's kind of the same thing that I had heard, which is, you know, Blake ran a team, and now he's here in Nashville to work with Chris, who now takes over as president and GM of a team for the first time in his career. So, look, I love Rob Blake. I think he did a real good job in L.A., and I think he's a really smart hockey guy. Worked in the NHL office for a bit, too, in their player safety department. I think that's a really good, smart guy to have on your staff, and a good hire for both McFarland and the Predators.
Do you – I mean, obviously it's on paper and moves have to be made, things have to come into place, but do you feel like these are the two guys that could maybe take Nashville to a place they haven't been before?
I do, absolutely. I'm a huge Chris McFarland fan, and in fact, like, as I'm watching Joe Sakic hold his first press conference after taking back over as general manager in Colorado, I'm reminded of how long McFarland was there for and what relationship that was. And, you know, while Sakic has forged this reputation of being a guy who you shouldn't pick up the phone when he calls because he's probably going to fleece you, well, how much of that was the advice he was getting from McFarland when he was assistant GM? And then he takes over as GM and makes a lot of really good decisions there. So I'm a huge fan. I'm you know, actually stunned that they were able to get an executive of that level of intelligence and quality and accomplishment to take over the team. It's clearly why they were being so patient in the process. I think he's the right guy for the job. And, you know, again, like, it's not an easy lift. There's a lot of tough decisions that have to be made, especially with the veteran players that are on this roster. But I think as far as a guy that's got what it takes to identify talent and make the necessary moves to improve the team, I think McFarland's the guy.
Well, yeah, it's going to be fun to kind of watch this all come together. It's been cool to this point. Thanks for doing this as always. Enjoy the game tonight, and hopefully we get 7.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. Anytime.
Greg Wyshynski, senior NHL writer for ESPN, joins us every Thursday at 2, presented by Old National Bank. Get old. We'll have more coming from Bar Lines here at the Omni Nashville Hotel. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.